woke up in the morning. Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years. On the radio.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show.
Well, hey, now that the election's over, we can all move on and be happy, right?
Oh, we'll find a way to not.
I'm so happy to get that done, for goodness sakes. I hope you voted yesterday. I hope that you are happy with whatever result whoever you voted for got. And let's all just move on and remember that we're all Canadians together. And I believe Toronto Central went all Liberal.
Yep.
Like, it was like every single ride and went all Liberal. So that's, I think that's one of the first time that's ever happened.
Let's just all get along, shall
yeah,
we?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe, is that too optimistic?
There's room for everybody.
I think the important thing to remember, as much as it might suck if your party didn't get in, is that we're all on the same team at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? We're all trying to pull the rope in the same direction.
Exactly. Thank you, TJ. You're absolutely
right.
That
was really beautiful.
I have moments.
Eloquent.
Poetic. I should have changed the music behind it. Hey, by the way, let's talk about what matters to you. Destroying your debt, right? Yeah. 7 o'clock. Text debt in your name right now to 999999 so that you're entered so that we can call your name out. You call us back and you win. And then you're in for the $10,000 draw on Friday. Let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
I would like to bring producer Jesse on for my shout-out this morning because I think you are going to say exactly what I'm going to say. Shout-out the Toronto Raptors.
Yay!
Woo! Kicking off their season today.
Is that what you were going to say, producer Jesse?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh,
okay,
never mind.
Good.
Then you can frig off. Go Toronto Raptors playing the New Orleans Pelicans today.
Jax?
Adam, you were touching on the fact that, you know, we had a bit of a change last night. Gentlemen, and I need you to know this from the bottom of my heart, the new Scorpio moon is coming.
The what?
The new Scorpio moon is coming.
What does that mean?
That means change is coming. I just read it on the internet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so not only do we have an election. Hang on. There's a lot of people that like astrology, okay?
Imagine I came on the air today and I was like, guys, change is coming. You'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sort of the thing.
Wow. Yeah.
Hang on.
What a statement.
Change is coming to what?
Yeah. The new moon oppresses unpredictable and rebellious Uranus, meaning something totally electrifying and new
Jax.
Is about to begin.
Oh, Jax.
Jax.
There's so many
things in that statement I want to say.
Change is coming and get ready for it. New Scorpio moon, guys.
Man, I love it when Uranus gets rebellious.
First of all, it's Uranus.
Hey, Jesse, what's up?
You might have thought you had an easy election. You know, just walk over to your polling station and vote.
Yeah.
Well, the place I had to vote was on the floor in my building.
What?
In the party room. Because I live on the same floor as my party room. And in my party room was where I had to vote.
Oh,
so I
no.
took out the trash. And voted.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yep.
Wow.
Do you feel good about yourself?
I do. Okay. Multitasking.
That's amazing. That's actually really convenient. I thought the top of my street where I had to vote
right,
was convenient. But no, I had to walk in the somewhat cold air.
A lot of folks had to vote in a power outage yesterday, too. So shout out to them.
Yeah, I forgot. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's spooky season. It's also turned on season.
Mm. Oh.
According to an intimacy and relationship coach, horror movies make you super, thank you, turned on.
Oh.
Oh, indeed.
I'm glad that you said it like that.
Yeah, me too. They make you super turned on.
Well, that's why there's so much sex in them.
That is why. And that's also why there's a lot of machetes in them too.
It's danger.
It's a matter of simple human instinct to want to be close to another person when you're scared. That's according to an intimacy and relationship coach in New York City. They even referenced this study conducted in Canada in the 1970s in which men crossing a precarious 450-foot suspension bridge in BC showed greater attraction to a woman standing nearby than men who traversed a more sturdy bridge.
Okay. So basically,
okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to get a bunch of guys to cross this bridge and then we're going to rate this person's attractiveness and science.
They say that's how Mark Zuckerberg started Facebook. He was on the bridge, and he's like, if only there was hot chicks here. That's what he said. That's verbatim what he said.
That's
this
what he said. That is a bizarre study, by the way. That is bizarre.
Yeah. A guy in a banana costume ran the half marathon this weekend, and
we don't know
why, but honestly, we don't care. It was the Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon. He ran 21 kilometers in an hour, 15 minutes, and 35 seconds, which is actually pretty elite. Canadian Running Magazine identified the man as Melvin Niero. decided to run in the banana costume.
Really peeled out on that one, didn't he?
Hey, there it is. So apparently in 2017, somebody ran a St. Catharines marathon. Or pardon me, a resident of St. Catharines ran the marathon in a grapefruit suit.
I like that. I like that a lot.
And they broke a world record for the fastest half marathon dressed as a fruit.
Well, man, listen, if you want to hold a record, that's a good one to hold.
Absolutely. Everybody's got goals.
Oh, guys, did you hear there was an election yesterday?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, kind of a big deal. Justin Trudeau remains the prime minister of our fair country in a liberal minority government. Now, if you keep hearing that, you're like, I don't know what that means, so I'm afraid to ask. A minority government means a government in which the governing party, the Liberals, have the most seats, but still less than half the total.
Yep.
So, right. Essentially, it means it's a little bit harder for them to pass what they want
to
pass.
They got to work with other parties to get something through.
Exactly. Now, we don't know the breakdown of all the demographics, like what age groups and stuff voted, but we do know that millennials and Gen Z, so basically, what, 18 to 35, had the largest demographic in the 2019 election.
Fantastic.
For the first time in federal election history.
Fantastic.
So it sounds like there was a pretty big turnout for people our age, which is fantastic news considering all the beating over the head we've had to hear over the last few years about actually getting out and voting instead of just talking about it on Snapchat and Instagram. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Brand new Ghosted this morning, by the way. 8 o'clock. I'm going to find out when a couple dogs might have gotten in the way of a couple going on a second date.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You smell something funny yesterday?
I did.
On my person or outside?
Outside. Did you smell something funny?
There too, yeah.
Walking to the subway yesterday, I was like, it smells different. And Toronto's like sometimes a bit smelly, but it smelled different yesterday.
It has a musk.
Yeah.
I've always felt that... like, you know, fall should be like that. You expect the weird smells in July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? It's a lot of heat, a lot of humidity, air's not really moving.
Yeah. A lot of people not wearing deodorant on the streetcar.
Yeah. But there's crispness in the air when it comes to the fall, except for yesterday when people were calling 311 and going, what is that smell? It was all over the city. And some people were speculating that maybe, and strangely enough, this is one of the conspiracy theories, you know the Red Path sugar plant?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when they offload sugar there, it's all rotting sugarcane, right? Because it needs to be processed. So apparently when they do offload it there, it smells. And so they were saying, well, maybe it was that. Because, you know, it takes a while. They got to bring it all the way up and then bring it down through the St. Lawrence and all that stuff. So you can understand how some of it maybe went a little bit weird.
It's had a long journey.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, when you open a broccoli container for the first time, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Something like that. But 311 itself in Toronto thinks it may have just been the smell of fall leaves warming up. So the leaves that are on your car, the leaves that are on your grass, whatever. Apparently, if they all warm up together, there can be a smell that just kind of permeates. And that's why it was pretty much throughout the whole city.
Like a leaf hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Guys, this sounds like a government cover-up if I've ever heard one.
Okay.
They're just trying to distract us. There's an election yesterday.
Uh-huh.
There's one logical closure point. Aliens.
Right. Okay. So.
Okay.
I always assume it's the sewer, because the sewer always smells bad. But the warming leaves is a new one.
Blame it on the Ninja Turtles. No, I also read that they are saying that because a bunch of the public fields had to get fertilized yesterday, that they do this like annually. And that's like just the overwhelming scent of fertilizer.
So yesterday was just smelly day.
Yesterday was smelly. Or, I mean, like TJ said, aliens.
It's probably aliens. Speaking of sewer grates, do you ever, when you're driving downtown, you stop your car at the light, and it just starts smelling really bad, and you're like, what? Did something die in my car? And then you realize you're parked on top of one for now.
Yeah, and the air conditioner is pulling it up into your car. Oh, yeah. It's a good smell. See, here's the thing. They don't need to blame it on leaves. Just blame it on the sewers all the time,
that's
every
true.
Day.
Yeah.
Just, that's it. That's it. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is it as easy for you to get rid of stuff, or are you a hoarder?
I'm pretty good at getting rid of stuff. Like, if I go to the mall and I grab a couple shirts or whatever, I end up donating usually as much as I buy.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty good for that. I'm pretty great, guys.
Do you?
Yeah, I hold on. Well, I hold on to clothes, and then my girlfriend makes me donate them.
Well, yeah, I always...
It's a good system.
I buy stuff, and then I won't get rid of the stuff that I've been meaning to get rid of, but every once in a while, the anxiety builds inside my body, and I'm like, okay, fine, I'm cleaning,
yeah,
fine.
You love a good purge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I basically... My wife's, like, a little upset because I've purged so much that we don't really have much left. There's not much left to get rid of.
You don't have a lot of stuff in your house.
Listen, when you do buy a house... You have to consider that maybe you have to save some money for furniture, which we did not.
But you'll have furniture, and then the next time we go over, there's less of it.
Yes.
And less of it.
Because it's not very good.
Because he's selling it off to pay for his mortgage.
Anyway, yeah, basically. Harry Styles has an issue with getting rid of some of his stuff, and he thinks this is going to be worth hanging on to. And also, when you've got Harry Styles money, you can hang on to whatever the heck you want. Now, every time he goes out on tour, Harry Styles really known for his great outfits. He's got great suits.
Oh, great fits.
Like nothing. Is there a guy that looks better in a double-breasted suit than that guy?
No.
And he can pull off any color, any weird combination.
Very Jagger Bowie-ish. He's very handsome.
Yes, totally. And so what he's done is, because a lot of work goes into these suits, a lot of them are custom stitched, custom size, they're only going to fit him, he's saving them. But he's got them cryogenically frozen.
Okay.
What? They're in a warehouse in London. They're monitored 24/7, and he can actually look at them on his iPad.
What?
On a computer security system. And he has his outfits frozen so that they won't degrade. Like, you know, moths can get into them. Yeah. Floods
can
happen, whatever. Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, if
really
he got the money, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess. But I guess he's like, we're talking hundreds of outfits. And he's pretty young, right? What is he, 24?
Yeah.
He's probably going to have a few more tours. So that's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Like TJ said, if you got the money, honey, do it. Like, and his clothes are gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they're going to sell for a lot one day. So
no,
ROI
but,
right there.
You know, when you see photos of yourself from a few years ago and you're like, oh, why did I wear that? Now he can go on his iPad at any time and go, oh, why did I wear that? And then cryogenically freeze it.
But I don't think he cares. Like he's a timeless man. And a lot of the clothes that he's wearing aren't really like fads from now, right? So I think he's doing whatever he wants. I support Harry
Styles. Support this?
I support
TJ,
do it, babe.
Gotta ask you this, because you're the ultimate purger of the group.
Yeah.
I purge a lot.
Yeah.
But you are the ultimate I only have what I need person. Would this give you anxiety?
It gives me anxiety. But it's because I'm not rich. If I had Harry Styles money, nothing. I would be so happy.
Really?
Yeah, it's hard to be sad when you're on the jet ski.
You'd be freezing your Forever 21 t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. All my space t-shirts.
Virgin Mornings with Of Course This Happened in Toronto.
We've all done this. You go on the streetcar and, oh, look, the Presto machine's down.
No
what
way.
A weird world. That only happens every single time I get on the streetcar. Now, it is actually a big problem. The TTC estimates that they've lost over $3.4 million in revenue. Oof. And that was in 2018 due to malfunctioning Presto fare equipment. But a new study has found out that 56% of out-of-service incidents with Presto vending machines are because the coin box is full.
Oh!
Meaning, they're full of money and can't take our money.
So they're not collecting them enough?
I guess.
Yeah, nobody's taking care of them. I don't think I've ever gone to the subway station, get on the subway, and somebody wasn't having an issue with the Presto machine. Like somebody wasn't having a full-blown meltdown or talking to the TTC operator being like, what do I do? Help me. Help me. People want to give you money, TTC. Let them. Look at this. This shouldn't be a problem.
It's sort of like it is a funny thing. Like I don't use my Presto card very often because I'm not on a route that really I need it on.
Yeah.
But when I do use it, it's so great when it works.
Yeah.
When it works. And so I avoid the machines altogether because I always see them out of order.
Yeah.
I would rather wait in line and talk to a person because there's already a person there anyway, right? So I just kind of like here's $20. Let's up this thing.
Yeah. I like the idea of the Presto, but like, you know, you go to cities like New York too. They have a pretty good system. You just print the ticket and
sure.
You go through whenever.
Well,
that's
what I don't understand is why do we have this system when New York and London have these great systems and we could have just bought theirs?
You can tap your Visa in the UK.
Can you?
Yeah, you can just tap your Visa. It's crazy. You just tap it.
That's awesome.
It just goes right on your Visa, which is also dangerous in some ways, but also really convenient in a lot of others.
Buying the Presto card itself is not cheap.
No.
But so, hey, at least the machines work.
Too much negativity, all right?
I mean, here, let's spin this.
Okay, go.
At least we're all getting to work in an...
No. Here's
try again.
The Presto machines are so rich. They're so rich that they can't hold the money anymore, and that's how rich the Presto machines are.
That does make me feel better.
Listen, I'm trying, okay? What do you want me to do?
Try harder.
It's going to be sunny on Thursday. How about that?
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Oh, would you look at that? We had an election last night.
No way.
Justin Trudeau remains the Prime Minister of Canada with a Liberal minority government. Now, in case you don't know and are afraid to ask, a minority government means a government in which the governing party, the Liberals, have the most seats, but still have less than half of the total. Meaning they can't just do what they want. They're going to have to work with other parties to get things done. Just a quick reminder, by the way, no matter how you voted yesterday, we're all on the same team. We're all Canadian. We're all pulling the rope in the same direction. Just get along. It's fine. Everything's fine. Also, we don't know a complete demographic breakdown of everyone who voted yesterday, but they did say that millennials and Generation Z, so ages like 18 to mid-30s, were the largest demographic in the 2019 election for the first time in a federal election. And some early stats show that we had a crazy big voter turnout. So let's take credit for that.
Right.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Good. Billie Eilish's brother Phineas says they're deep in the creative process on a new album. You might not know this, but Billie Eilish and her brother actually do all their music together, Jax.
Yeah, they do. They were both homeschooled. I was watching this whole video on them. They were both homeschooled, and they grew up in like a two-bedroom house, and so their parents slept in the living room, and they each had their own bedroom, and then they would just go right into Billie's room and record, and the room was like tiny, 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 and he would just sit on his computer, and she would record her vocals on her bed, and they would just like jam and stuff for hours. And
that's
actually
cool.
Her latest album, which isn't even her first album, her latest album, is completely made at that house. So it's really, really cool.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
No word yet on when that album is going to come out, but they are working on it. So a new survey has found out what lies you're telling online that are going to upset people the most when you meet up with them. For men, there are a lot of people who, they don't like it when you are a lot older than you claimed you were,
ooh,
when you weighed a lot more than you claimed, or were a lot younger
okay
than you claimed.
Okay, hang on. Who is this? This is men getting disappointed by women's lies? Is that
hang on.
I think that lies are, yeah, because there's going to be the other side of this, Jax.
Okay,
hang on.
All right.
For women, when men say they're a lot younger than they claim, they're a lot older than they claim, or when they're a lot shorter than they claim.
Oh.
Hmm. Continue, Jax.
I think we should just all agree to get along, like you said.
Yeah, and not lie. Don't lie on your profile. I hate when people have this happens to women all the time. Guys will post pictures of when they had hair, and then they'll show up and they don't have hair anymore.
Yeah.
Like, post a picture of you within the last few weeks. Come on.
I want you holding today's paper.
Not necessarily
that's a little aggressive. That's a little
aggressive. No, today's paper.
It's aggressive.
And if it's yesterday,
I'm glad you're off
left
of dating apps. That's weird.
I didn't do very well.
No, you didn't. No,
that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Actually, you went through all that trending and you did not mention.
Oh, here we go.
I cannot believe that we've gone through two trendings this morning.
Is there a new Lord of the Rings movie coming out?
No, there is a new Star Wars movie coming out, and the trailer came out last night, and it's 2.5 minutes of.
Can I ask an honest question?
Sure.
Why are these movies still being made? Like, what's left to tell?
Excuse me?
Stop making up stories. Like, it's just leave it. My girlfriend's a massive Star Wars fan, and I'm glad she's not awake right now, but I don't get it.
I don't know if we can be friends after a comment like that.
Wow.
I am.
Is Jax canceled?
They make them because they're the best movies of all time.
I love Star Wars.
Jax.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What can you still not do as an adult that you're like, man, I hate embarrassing myself like this?
Oh.
Came up in a meeting yesterday. I was like, hey, guys, can I get out of here? I got to run to Staples. And they're like, why do you need to run to Staples? And we have a policy around here. Don't print anything that's not, you know. Bell Media, Virgin Radio related, which is fair, right? Don't waste your company paper.
We do,
yes.
I know that.
Instead of, doing what a normal person does and going home and printing whatever I needed to print, I have to go to Staples. I go to Staples every time because I own a printer, but I don't know how to hook the printer up because I tried once and it didn't work. And now it's just sitting and I've had it. I spent $200 on this printer. It's been sitting in my basement for 2 years.
I need
just sitting there.
I need to clarify that Adam Wilde is also a man that has a Roomba that he can control
but
by his phone.
But that was easy.
No.
You plug
you know
it
what
in,
else
you download
easy
the app, it's done.
Printers.
You know what you do with printer? You plug it in, you download the app. That's all you have to
that's
do there.
That's not what Hewlett Packard said, okay? There's a bunch of weird stuff. There's like 40 steps.
Yeah, do them. and then you can print at home. It's not hard.
I did do them.
Help me. I can't get my printer
working.
So anyway,
every time I have to print, I go to Staples, and I'm being judged for it, and I'm not sure if you've been in the same situation, but that's where I'm at.
Do you know what I have a really hard time with? Like, every single time? Trying to get keys off a key ring or back onto a key ring. I can't do it.
You know how to do it, though.
I know how to do it, but I can't do it. My fingers are so dainty and frail. I'm always like, just do it.
Is it really just the frustration of it that you just don't have the patience?
I feel like this is a patience thing.
Okay, then I don't have patience to do it. I also am not very good at untangling my headphones, which is why I now have AirPods.
Hey, I figured out how to hook those up.
I can't parallel park for the life of me.
Oh, I've seen you parallel park. It's adorable.
Wait, you live on Ossington and you have to park on Ossington. How do you not parallel park?
I will spend as long as I need to going in circles. I will walk as far as I have to go to not parallel park. Like,
really?
I have gotten out on busy, busy streets and let my girlfriend parallel park because it's awful. I'm like, oh, this is awfully tight. It's like seven cars worth. Like, I can't do it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's not that hard.
Cool, Adam. Save space, huh?
Cool. Why don't you print her off a diagram? Yeah. It's going to go to Staples. When are they open? I'm sure you know because you're there all the time printing things off.
Hey, man, Staples is great. But here's the tip. 416-872-9999, 999-999 in the text. You're adult. You got it together. You got it together. You got things going on.
Yeah.
But you still can't do this one thing, and you don't want to tell anyone but us about it.
And it's a safe zone despite what Adam says, okay?
Yeah. Apparently, unless you can't parallel park, in which case he's going to roast you.
Safe-ish. 999 to text.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm an adult. Still can't do this thing. What's the thing for you? Mine is hooking up my printer, which has sat in my basement
just
for 2 years. No, it's not that. You think this sounds ridiculous, but every time I pull this thing out, not only does the anxiety in my chest rise, but I go through all the steps that HP says you're supposed to go through, and yet it still doesn't work. Now it sits there, and here's the thing. I hide it so that Caprice, my wife, whenever she sees it, she's like, why haven't you hooked this stupid thing up yet? I'm like, why don't you hook it up? And then we get into a fight. So now I've hit it.
Oh, God. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
He's waiting for Everly to get older so she can set it up for him. Hey there, Grandpa.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe that's a good idea. Send her. What are the texts saying? 999-999.
Text from the 519. I can't tie a balloon. Dude.
That's
me
not
too.
Easy.
I can't tie balloons either.
You know what Jax can't do?
Stop it.
She can't tie garbage bags up properly to make sure that they stay on the garbage can. You know how sometimes you need a circular garbage can? She can't do that.
I told you that in confidence, Adam, after a couple beers, and now here we are on live radio.
It's going to be a weird statement, but you're going to be able to smell this text. Are you ready?
All right.
From the 289, I can't remove chicken from a Swiss Chalet quarter chicken dinner. Like, take the chicken off the bones. My parents always did it for me, and I have 3 kids, and I still can't do it.
Is it about pulling, or is it just the actual act of it that's like, whew, for you? Because certain people get weirded out by that.
That's true. Raw chicken's more of a trigger, I think, for some people. Another text from the 905. I cannot open a macaroni box where it says, push here.
Oh, yes. Like little side tab things?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like on the craft dinner box?
I never even thought that was a problem.
Do people use those things?
I know.
I always just bust it open, like, let's get the scissors, let's go. Like, I never use the side tab thing.
Or it says tear here. I'm just like, nah, I'm tearing in the whole thing. Yeah.
Spilling macaroni all over the counter.
Another of the 905. I still can't fold a fitted sheet. I just ball it up and throw it in the closet.
That's a whole other hour-long conversation right there.
That is the most annoying thing. And you know what the most annoying thing about that is? My parents, my dad and stepmom, at least, are killer at that. They're so good.
Yeah.
They're the type of people that like, will iron their sheets and that sort of thing, too. Like, you look in their closet and you're like...
What?
Yeah,
what?
They've done that
back.
Before.
Go back. Let's rewind for a second. Yeah.
My parents are... so clean. They are so clean. It's unbelievable. You go to their house, you're like, I can't believe anybody even lives here. And so they're really good at folding sheets, really good at that sort of thing. And I am not. I did not pick that up. And my dad looked at me once and I was like, yeah, I'm just not really great with the sheet. And he's like, well, why don't you just pull out the sheet and do it again? I'm like, Dad, I don't have time for that.
There's deeper issues here, and I think we'll get into them later.
Listen, and my dad is proud of this. So he won't mind me telling you that when I used to wrap Christmas gifts and the wrapping wasn't good enough, he used to make me open them back up and do it again. And that's why I'm really good at wrapping gifts now.
Merry Militant Christmas.
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah.
But when you get your Christmas gift from me and it looks amazing.
No, it's in a bag now because you can't be triggered with childhood trauma. You're like, hey, you get a bag and you get a bag and I'm throwing newspaper on top of it. Last one from the 905. I'm 29 years old and I can't make bacon. I'm terrified of the grease splashing on me and will only eat bacon if someone makes it for me. Yeah. I made Jack's bacon the other day and I burned myself so many few times.
It was so
good.
So few
times.
You ever cook bacon without your shirt on?
Only. Yes. I don't know why I did that one time.
It's not a good idea.
Even the amount of chest hair I had could not protect me from.
Oh,
keep them coming. 999-999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're an adult, but you still can't do that. And it's embarrassing. What is that thing? What's that one thing that you're like, it was funny because it's always this like little stupid thing and you're like a little anxious about it and then someone brings it up and you get very defensive. Okay, I didn't learn that. Whatever.
It's fine. You don't know things too, Laura.
Exactly. You attack. You project as quickly as you can. Text us, 999-999, TJ, what are they saying?
From the 647, I'm an adult and I can't swallow pills.
Oh.
My parents used to have to crush them up
That's
for me.
That's common.
I've graduated to Advil, but I gag every time. And my fiance kills himself laughing at me while I choke.
The key is to grab your mortar and pestle, and then you pour it into a spoon, and you put a little honey on the spoon, so it keeps the powder in.
We all have that.
I, too, have a mortar and pestle.
Mortar and pestle. Mortal and
death. I don't know.
It's not a life and death thing. It's just crushing a pill.
This one drives me crazy. From the 905, I can't load my dishwasher properly. I spent probably 10 years watching my mom do it, and I still can't get the hang of it. I am, like, the czar of loading dishwashers. I'm notorious for if I open your dishwasher to put something in and it looks unorganized, I will reorganize it for you. You know, saying that out loud, I realize I'm a really cool guy.
Yeah, that's an awesome trait, TJ.
Therapy's going well.
Cool. Tahir's on the phone. Tahir's a pilot, but he can't do something. Tahir, go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm a pilot, and just now I'm going to the airport to do my daily work. But the funny thing is, I don't know how to ride a bicycle.
You can fly a plane, but you can't ride a bike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the ongoing thing that I'm dealing with. My girlfriend, my parents, my brother, just name it. Anybody you thinking, just name it. They try to teach me how to ride a bicycle. Forget about the bike.
Okay.
Like, I don't even know how to do it, a bicycle.
I need to get an idea on how big these planes you're flying are. Where are you flying to today?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm going back to Dubai because usually I'm
flying. Oh, you're
from
flying
Emirates,
a huge
right?
plane
oh,
then.
Okay,
okay
cool.
Wow.
That's a plane.
Yeah,
oh,
so we are coming from Dubai to Toronto, Toronto to Dubai. So usually we have like a day layover and then we get some rest and we go back.
When's your next layover in Toronto, do you think? Because Adam Wilde is a new dad and I think it would be an amazing opportunity for him to teach you how to ride a bike.
Virgin Mornings.
What's trending?
And this is what's trending right now.
New study says horror movies make you turned on. This according to an intimacy and relationship coach, saying it's a simple matter of human instinct to want to be close to another person when you're scared, which is good news considering it's spooky season. They also reference this really weird study I want to bring up. In our country, in Canada, in the 1970s, they had men cross a precarious 450-foot suspension bridge in BC. And those men showed greater attraction to a woman standing nearby than men who did this a bridge that was more sturdy.
So they're like, hey guys, cross the scary bridge. Is she hot?
Yeah.
That's literally how it went.
Is this where resources are being spent?
Jax? Like,
that was in the 70s. It was a different time.
Oh, it was in the 70s.
Yeah.
You know what it might be?
What?
It's you're just I would imagine that excitement and scared are almost the same thing chemically to your body.
So anytime you feel frightened, there's an increase in hormones and adrenaline and cortisol, and your blood is pumped more forcefully to muscles and extremities.
Ah.
So that's what they're saying. It's just like when you're feeling turned on. So spooky season. Good for baby making. No?
Don't like that one?
You don't like you guys won't watch horror movies.
No, I don't watch horror movies.
For this reason, I'm afraid. Turned on.
Scared of being horny. Yeah.
Scared of intimacy in general, probably.
Yeah, apparently. Hey, that's for my therapist to decide. A guy in a banana costume ran the half marathon this weekend, and we don't know why, and we don't really care. It's just awesome. The Scotiabank Toronto Waterfront Marathon. A man named Melvin Niero ran 21 kilometers in an hour, 15 minutes, and 35 seconds in a banana costume,
which
is crazy because that alone, that time alone, is pretty elite. Now, runners dressing up as food is not a new thing. Someone from St. Catharines recently ran the marathon in 2017 dressed as a giant grape. They even broke or set a Guinness World Record for, quote, the fastest half marathon dressed as a fruit, end quote.
Listen, if you're going to hold a record, that seems like a good record to hold.
Yeah.
That's where your energy should go. Absolutely. Yeah. Says the woman who doesn't even do a 5K.
Yeah,
like,
shut up,
Jax. Shut up, Jax.
Top your ivory tower. Hey, did you know that Justin Trudeau is the Prime Minister of Canada? Because there was an election yesterday. We now have a liberal minority government. Now, if you're afraid to ask what that means, it means that a minority government means a government in which the governing party, the Liberals, has the most seats, but still less than half the total. Hmm. Meaning they can't just do what they want because they're on the same party. They're going to have to work with other parties to get things to pass. Just remember, we're all on the same team. Doesn't matter how you voted yesterday. I don't think getting mad at people that voted for the party that you don't like is really worth anything. It's just stewing anger. Also, they're saying that Generation Z and millennials, so ages 18 to 35-ish, give or take, were the biggest demographic to vote in the 2019 election for the first time in federal election history. So we're still waiting on all the stats on that, but that's pretty good.
We brought this up yesterday, but I would suggest also staying off of Facebook today.
Yeah.
Because it's even darker than it was yesterday. So just, you know, let's move on and focus on priorities and take care of each other.
Totally. Beautifully said. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Again? Do I have to do this again?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Oh.
The final trailer.
The man after
my
own heart.
Star Wars. Rise of Skywalker came out last night. I'm going to have producer Jesse retweet it from Virgin Radio, and I will retweet it.
He won't
Jesse
do it.
Will not he retweet it from Virgin Radio.
He literally just said no.
I will dig up the password and find out, and I will retweet it from Virgin Radio's Twitter account. It's 2.5 minutes of glory, and you need to watch it.
Why is this still going? Like, what? Who's,
Jack, it's a 9-part story. So help me.
9 parts? Are we not already at 9 parts?
No, this is the 9th part.
Where's Hayden Christensen?
He
That's the only
is part of a dark past that we do not like to acknowledge.
Don't say it.
Listen,
I know what you're going to say.
It's going to be a great movie. We're very excited. Wait till you see this trailer, okay?
Love spaceships, rocket ships, and more.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back?
What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Ghosted. You've been ghosted. I've been ghosted. It stinks. Nikki was ghosted after what was, at least from what Nikki thought, a great date. So how did it all start?
We matched on Bumble, which was really cool.
That's great.
It was my first time really trying social media. Yeah. So we texted first, and we realized that we both had dogs. So for our first date, we decided to meet at a dog park with our dogs.
That's a typical dog parent move.
Yeah. So, okay, I have a 2-year-old fox terrier. Her name is Muffin. Oh. And Andrew has a Doberman named Cosmo. They were so cute together. And we got along so well. And we were talking. And it was just like, boom, boom, boom. He's so cute. I really liked him. But here's the thing. A little ways into the date, our dogs just, they started freaking out and just not getting along.
Like, oh,
at first,
no.
It was fine. They were nipping at each other. And after a while, we couldn't even really get a conversation going because we had to keep kind of interjecting with them and separating them. Hmm. So it kind of cooled off a little when that happened. But I figured it was just kind of a temporary thing and we'd figure that out later. And I texted him a little like, had a great time. And I never heard back. And I'm worried it's because of the dog.
On the bright side, though, you got to see how each other handle a stressful environment.
Yeah.
And his dog is really cute.
How many photos of your dog do you have on your Bumble profile?
Well, they're all photos of me, but at least 3 of them do.
Yeah, with your dog. Yeah.
Right. There's the honest.
How can you take a photo with Muffin? Come on now.
Yeah.
Muffin.
Okay. Are you getting the feeling, though, that he ghosted you because the dogs didn't get along? And he's like, I can't be with someone that my dog doesn't like.
It's the only thing I can think because everything else was so nice. And he seemed to really like me. And I really fancied him.
There's got to be something else. So, like, that's the first initial meeting of dogs, and sometimes dogs don't get along, but you can usually work around that. Like, there's
no,
I don't know.
That's it. They're
no?
done.
Really? Yeah.
No, sorry.
That's what I'm worried about.
So TJ's on record. It was the dogs.
Okay.
So we'll find out. Because here's the deal. After this song, we're going to call him. You're going to be silent on the phone.
listening in, and we're going to call him and find out what the heck happened.
All right, I'm ready.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
All right, so if you missed it, here's the deal. Nikki, ghosted by a guy named Andrew. Now, they match over Bumble because, guess what? They both love dogs. Both have dogs in their profile pictures,
cute,
of course. And Nikki, yours is named Muffin, right?
Muffin, okay. Yeah.
And his was Cosmo, by the way, which is another great name for a dog.
Big fan of Cosmo.
Yeah, like so they that. Meet up and they go on like a dog date, dog double date, mm-hmm. But the dogs don't get along, and that's the reason you think that he hasn't called you back.
It's gotta be. Everything else is great.
So Nikki, what we're gonna do is you're gonna sit on the line silently, we're going to call him, and we're just gonna ask him, like, hey man, what happened? See what he says. So let's make the call.
Hello?
Is this Andrew?
Yeah, who's this?
Andrew, my name's Adam Wilde. It's nice to meet you. Adam Wilde from Virgin Radio, yes. We also have TJ and Jax here. We're part of Virgin Mornings. It's a show.
Hi.
Yeah, did I win something?
You did not. I mean, well, you won when you adopted Cosmo, your dog. We know about your dog, by the way.
That's such an aggressive thing to say. We know about your dog.
I'm trying to relate. Can you guys...
Okay.
We're actually calling you about a date that you were on with Cosmo with somebody named Nikki.
Okay.
And the thing about this, I know your dog's name and I know who you date. It's not weird.
He also knows your social insurance number, the list of your biggest fears,
not weird.
And your work schedule.
Hey, Adam, how about you don't come on that strong?
Yeah,
okay?
Sorry.
All right, cool.
But Andrew, what I want to know is what happened with you and Nikki? Like, you never called her back.
This is all very weird. Never been on the radio before, and now you guys want me to talk about a date
that
I went
on? That's exactly what we want
we
you
do.
To do.
Yeah.
Welcome.
It was a great date. I mean, we went to a dog park, which something tells me you guys were there. I don't know.
No, we weren't there in the bushes.
She has a fox terrier, and I have a Doberman, so we just thought, you know, we could go to a dog park, and then the dogs could run around and have fun, and then we could stand still and have fun, and it would be... And she's great, and fun personality, super high energy, which I love, and she's super attractive, like total package.
Great!
The dogs fought a lot, and okay. We had to... Yeah, and I think she cared about that a lot more than I did. Not that I don't care about my dog, but like... My dog could take her dog, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Sure. Weird flex, but okay.
I'm just flexing for my dog because he can't right now.
Yeah, okay.
Cosmo doesn't need you to flex for Cosmo.
So, why did you call her back?
Well, I called her mommy.
Sorry?
Sorry, what?
I called her mommy. And it wasn't like a thing that I was trying to do. Like, I don't go on dates just so I can have this opportunity to call women mommy. Like, that's not
I would
thing.
Hope
that's
not.
I think that's not what I do. It was like a Freudian slip. And
I'm still not sure if you actually called her mother or called her mommy by name. And then I want to know, and I'm not sure if I do want to know, but I do want to know.
Why?
Under what circumstances did you call her mom?
So I did not call her mother on the phone.
Okay, all right. Well, that's ruled out. Good.
So you straight up called her mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? How?
Yeah.
Context, please.
So have you guys ever, like, when you were in school, do you ever accidentally call, like, a teacher mom or something?
Yeah, when I was a child.
Let's make fun of me more.
Poor guy, Jax, is out here.
I don't know what to do. There's so much going on. I'm so sorry, sweetheart.
We're so sorry, Daddy.
This is
continue.
A lot. This is a lot.
Thank you for understanding. So we were talking about cooking, and usually when I'm talking about cooking, I'm talking about cooking with my own mommy, and I don't know if we were talking about like pasta or something, and I said something along the lines of I can cook a really mean roasted garlic is her boss, mommy.
What?
And it haunts me to my soul.
So you obviously felt mortified.
Still do.
So you didn't call back out of embarrassment.
Yeah.
Andrew, that makes me so sad. Oh, my God.
By the way, mommy's on the line.
Yeah, Andrew.
Sorry, my brain's exploding. I remember that happening, but it was funny. It was funny. Didn't we laugh about it?
Yeah.
And we talked about how sometimes you accidentally say, like, I love you when you're walking away from someone, but you just mean to say, like, bye, see you later.
We should tell them more of my secrets.
I gotta say, this is really funny.
This is very funny.
Like, this is Andrew, the self-ownage right here is just amazing. But you know, what I respect the most about you is A, you didn't freak out when you found out Nikki was on the phone and listening to this. B, you didn't freak out when I knew way too much about you. And C, that you were honest enough to say, here's what happened, and it ain't pretty.
Yeah, you were incredibly uncomfortable this entire time, but you stayed with us.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Hulk. The secret is I'm always freaked out.
Sure.
You should meet our friend TJ.
Yeah. You sound like a kindred spirit.
Andrew, if you're in for it, Nikki obviously is because she called us and she really liked you. It sounds like you liked her. You called her the complete package. I don't know how much of a better compliment you can get from that after the first date. Why not a second date? And if you do, we'll pick up the tab for the second date.
No, I mean, I would love to. I definitely enjoyed the first date, and Nikki's great. And
yay.
So I would caveat, please never, ever talk about me calling you mommy ever again.
It's a deal. It's a deal. I promise only to call you about it on the radio so everyone can know.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
That's a fair compromise.
Can I just say, round of applause?
Yeah.
Round of applause. This is what ghosting is all about. It's always some stupid reason.
Yeah.
And then we make a phone call and they're like, well, yeah, we both liked each other. We just couldn't get over this embarrassing one thing.
Also, Nikki, I have an idea for your Halloween costume.
Oh,
yeah.
Stop it.
Oh, but yes. Say it. Say it. Oh, I want to hear you say it.
You should be a mummy.
No.
Hey! I had to. It was right there.
Okay, time for your calls now. 416-872-9999. 999-999 on the text. We're taking your reactions to that. Ghosted.
Call us, mommy.
Wow.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I called her mommy.
Sorry?
Sorry, what?
I called her mommy, and it wasn't like a thing that I was trying to do. Like, I don't go on dates just so I can have this opportunity to call women mommy. Like, that's not
I would
thing.
Hope
that's
not.
I think
that was Andrew just a second ago.
on why he didn't call
Nikki back. And by the way, if you want to ever rewatch or re-listen to this, you can go to iHeartRadio. The app's free. Just search Virgin Mornings, and our podcasts are up every day. You can hear the whole show. And also, you can watch our reactions on our Instagram channel because we post the whole call there, too. And
that one,
woo!
Yeah, that there was some feelings in our faces for that one.
What are the texts saying at 999-999?
Text from the 613. All I have to say is I hope for her sake he's not a talker in bed.
No! <Yeah. laughs>
I think we all hope
I mean,
that.
Some, okay.
Another text from the 905.
To each their own.
We need to get TJ's brother some more airtime.
Wait, what?
Because they're implying that he's just as anxious as I am.
Oh!
Yeah. Which is not far
I'm glad
from
you
truth.
Got that. I was like, is there something we don't know? Anyway.
Or maybe they know something I don't. And then another text from the 905. Andrew's amazing. Go get her, man. Best of luck. And then one from the 416 that we should all be worried about. Should we be worried that a grown man is calling his mom mommy?
Yes.
I think that your relationship with your parents is your parents. So I reserve judgment on that one.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be me, but that's fine.
It's also a very British thing to call your mom mommy, isn't it? Mummy.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, he said mommy, not mummy.
Shh, I'm trying to give him a break here. Okay?
You know what? I got to say, he sounded like a great guy.
He did. He was just really, really nice.
Who hasn't had that moment on a first date where you're like, I don't think I can ever look at this person in the eye again?
I have accidentally said I love you too soon. I said I love you to Shannon, but that is like 10,000 and 40 times worse. Okay. I can't imagine.
I had it happen during what turned out to be a one night stand, but it wasn't me. It was
her.
No, I didn't call her a mummy. No. It was the I love you.
You were in bed. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You did not.
And it, and let me
Adam,
tell you
that's
something.
That's so terrible.
It stopped dead.
Oh, good.
It was like, not only are we going to, we're not going to gloss over this, we're going to highlight this with a yellow marker. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we can ask anything you want.
Was it like in a romantic way or in like a...
Did you just gather from a relationship?
I didn't stick around too long to figure it out. As I said, never heard from her again. This might be the reason
why. Oh, no way.
I'm not going to lie to you. I would burn my phone with your number in it. Like, that is too much.
Did you just get out of a relationship?
At that point? No, I didn't say it. She said it.
Oh, she said it.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the story better when I thought that you said it.
No, no. Oh. I've done worse things, like say the wrong names, but we'll save that for another day.
Virgin Mornings with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now. Around this time yesterday, our dear sweet Jax Irwin made a deal with us, and quite frankly with you, on her time on CB24 last night. Hmm. Did she follow through on the bet? Ah.
Well, the bet was to say pickle on the air.
She had to say pickle on a national news broadcast.
About the election. Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll find out in just a second.
Love these dares, guys.
But first, Billie Eilish's brother Phineas says they are deep in the creative process on a new album. Now, Billie Eilish's brother is huge in writing music with her.
Yeah, he is. They've done pretty much everything together. He's like the head. He also is the only one that tours with her. He's the only one on stage. And I watched this video. They grew up in like a two-bedroom house. Their parents slept in the living room, and they just made music all day, every day. They were homeschooled. And I mean, they're super close, and their family's super tight, and it has paid off time and a half. Yeah.
So no word yet when that's coming out, but we'll just have to wait and see. A new survey found out the lies that you tell online while dating that could upset people the most when you meet up with them in person. So for men, the lies that upset them the most were lying, being a lot older than you claimed, weighing a lot more than you claimed, or being younger than you claimed. Now for women, it was being a lot younger than you claimed, being a lot older than you claimed, or being a lot shorter than you claimed.
Wow.
So we're all monsters.
Yeah.
That's what we learned there.
Listen, can we just all admit that we're all monsters? There's always that, like, you know, you have a monster stage where it's like, what do you look like? Yeah. Am I down with that? Okay, now I'll get to know your personality.
Yeah.
We're all like that, right?
Yeah. But like, some people have it in a more like reasonable sense.
Sure.
You know?
I would say that's most people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's some people that are monsters.
Society can only walk as fast as its slowest person, Adam.
Jacqueline?
I turn my mic off there because I have nothing nice to say.
Really?
Yeah, because that's not fair.
And you're telling me that's not how humans interact, though?
No, you guys are going to make fun of me because I'm going to say, like, you know what? That's not everybody. Not everybody judges a book by its cover.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, thank you.
But, okay, let's say you swipe right on me, I swipe right on you, okay? Mm-hmm. We match, we talk, and I show up to the date shorter and balder than I am right now. Don't tell me you're going to be like, oh, that's cool. He lied to me right away.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be on a date with you.
That's true. You're definitely not her type, given that you're a man.
I would be disappointed, but I just feel like we should all be a little nicer to each other. Here I am in Lollipop Candyland. Come join me, guys, where Tinder doesn't exist.
Man. Such a Libra.
Yeah, right?
I'm a Leo. You should know that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
God.
Sagittarius.
There was an election last night. Justin Trudeau remains the Prime Minister of Canada in a Liberal minority government, which, if you don't know and you're afraid to ask, means a government in which the governing party, the Liberals, have the most seats, but less than half in total. So that means they won't just be able to pass whatever they want. They're going to have to work with other parties to get things through. Now, just a quick reminder, whether you, quote, won or lost the election yesterday, we're all on the same team. We're all Canadians. Let's stop yelling at each other over different political beliefs. Let's have conversations and try and make society better. Deal?
Deal.
I'm glad that you're in Lollipop Candyland now, too.
Hey, I'm just trying to do my part. We haven't seen the full breakdown of demographics who voted yesterday, but early reports are saying that Millennials and Generation Z represented the largest demographic in the 2019 election,
which would be
the first time in a federal election. So they're estimating that there was a big turnout with the younger crowd, which has always been a big problem. In which case, the 15 years we've heard about having to actually get out and vote is starting to finally pay off.
You know, it only took us 15 years to turn the Titanic around, but we managed it.
Look at us. And that's what's trending. Now, Adam.
So the dare was that Jax was to go on CP24 and that she was to say pickle on the air. And that was chosen by a Virgin Radio listener. And there are several people that have checked in to say, did Jack say pickle on CP24, last night?
I'm glad that my hard-hitting journalistic integrity is important to
you. Did you say pickle, yes or no?
And you were comparing poutine and grilled cheese. So let's not pretend that this is some hard-hitting segment.
Did you say pickle?
I didn't say pickle.
No!
Because I was too wrapped up in the real politics of the night. No, I forgot. Well, we were running behind because it was election night, and I was with Kelly, and a lot was happening.
There's a lot going on in those things.
There's a lot happening, and I'm sorry that I didn't have time to say pickle for you. And you know what, guys? I'll say it first because you guys didn't bring this up. But yes, as per the bet I made yesterday, I will buy you breakfast tomorrow.
Right. Hey. We're keeping score of this, by the way. So anytime one of us has to go on some sort of TV.
You're up next, TJ.
You are.
I'm up in a couple weeks.
Yeah. So we're gonna have to pick another word for TJ to say. You will pick that.
Oh God.
And we.
What have I done?
We will see if he'll actually follow through with it. Robin is up next. Destroying your debt. Text debt and your name to 999 right now.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.